And beyond our shores, Malaysia's former Prime Minister Najib Razak is in court today, finally facing justice over massive corruption allegations against him. He's facing seven charges, including corruption, money laundering and abuse of power, in the first of four separate trials set to be heard this year. Southeast Asia correspondent Anne Barker reports.
Saya telah mengasaskan.
Just this week, Najib Razak has been out campaigning as if he's still in power and not a criminal suspect. But today, finally, the disgraced former Prime Minister has faced court as a defendant in one of the world's biggest corruption scandals.
The ousted former Prime Minister is facing seven charges of...
He's consistently denied wrongdoing, but prosecutors allege Najib and his cronies embezzled billions of dollars from Malaysia's development fund, 1MDB, and frittered it away on luxury yachts, artwork, real estate, and even a Hollywood film company. Hundreds of thousands of dollars allegedly found its way into Najib's personal accounts, and boxes of cash, jewellery and handbags seized from his home last year are now hard evidence.
It's quite damning, the evidence against him. And it very directly implicates him.
Cynthia Gabriel heads C4, the Centre to Combat Corruption and Cronyism in Malaysia.
So the extent of the corruption makes people so angry. Yeah, everybody hopes that he'd just be incarcerated. Having said that, he has every right to that whole court process because everyone's innocent until they're proven guilty.
Najib faces 40 charges in all, divided into four separate trials. This first trial, starting today, relates to $14 million he's alleged to have taken from a 1MDB subsidiary, SRC International. Hoke Tat runs the Edge Media Group, which helped expose much of the 1MDB corruption scandal.
I think his defence will be that he was not aware the source of the money that went into his bank account. I see that as his only defence because he cannot deny the fact that money went into his bank account.
Najib had tried to delay this trial indefinitely, lodging one appeal after another on procedural grounds. Last month, his lawyer secured another short delay, claiming his dog had broken his wrist. And rather than face the music, Najib Razak has in fact been making it, recording his own cover version of Kiss and Say Goodbye, and rewriting the lyrics to declare his innocence. And it will be goodbye if he's guilty. Najib could face life in jail if he's convicted on every charge.
Anne Barker with that report.